is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 3rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the White House Easter egg roll is set for Monday on the White House lawn. Emily Metz with the American Egg Board says farmers are glad to be a part of this great American tradition.
We have been the proud partner with the White House for more than 40 years. This year, we're doing more than ever before on the White House lawn. This is the first year that we will have live chicks on the White House lawn. We have our hen-to-home activity, which helps children understand the journey from farm to table. This year, we're having chicks on the lawn in hen-to-home, so they'll get to see and experience live chicks. And, of course, we have 40,000 real eggs coming from our farmer in North Carolina, Braswell Family Farms, donated 40,000 real eggs, and those eggs were hand-dyed to match this year's theme of America 250.
Met says the supply and price of eggs much different than a year ago when bird flu was disrupting egg production.
You know, this time last year we had the people calling to dye potatoes or use rocks on the White House lawn, and we had the president standing up and saying, nope, we're going to use real eggs. And like I said, you can't have Easter without egg.
Met says while thousands of eggs will roll in the grass of the White House, they're better served on plates to fortify the American diet with protein.
You know, we were with Secretary Brooke Rollins and Secretary Kennedy at USDA on Wednesday talking about just that. And both Secretary Rollins and Secretary Kennedy and Senior White House Advisor Callie Means, who is in charge of President Trump's nutrition policy and health policy, all agreed eggs are the key. In fact, Secretary Rollins called eggs God's most perfect protein. And I think what you see in that is a recognition that eggs are at the top of that new food pyramid. FDA declared eggs healthy last year, which of course we already knew, but it just is further confirmation at how significant an impact eggs can make in your diet.
In other news, traditional commodity market fundamentals have been overshadowed by the war and geopolitics. Weather has the potential to take center stage in the growing season. Atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient says there are no guarantees for the U.S. growing season ahead.
The European model wants to plant a big ridge of high pressure over Texas by the time we get into July. Therefore, ridge riding thunderstorms for everybody in the Corn Belt, and it's a hot, stormy summer, which means our attention turns to disease pressure rather than drought and heat. There are other models, one of them run in the United States, that instead want to leave high pressure planted over Minneapolis. That brings plenty of rain south, but none into the Midwest. So I have two of the world's leading models predicting two different things. And everyone's asking me, well, which one's right? I'm like, well, neither. Neither of them are going to be right. There's going to be something in the middle that happens or something that they don't even predict.
Weather experts around the world suggest one of the largest El Niños will be developing this year.
They're projecting this El Niño to be stronger than the one in 2015, the one in 1997, the one in 1991, and it might rival the one we had back in 1982, which was one of our biggest El Niños on record. And you're going, well, what does that mean? Well, it could mean a whole host of things. That El Niño's by South America versus over by Indonesia, you get two entirely different summer growing seasons, and none of us know where it's going to be just yet.
Snodgrass says the location of the weather anomaly will play a big role in global crop production.
We do expect by July to be fully into El Niño conditions, and probably by June we'll be into them as well. And what that does typically, as long as the Northeast Pacific stays warm, is it tends to load up the atmosphere with plenty of heat and moisture. And we just tend to squeeze it all out in the middle of the continent. But like I said, it's the flavor of El Niño that we want to get that can be most favorable for getting us those storms. And I don't know what flavor it is just yet.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.